The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is daf chof in Brachos. Today we'll discuss in Mir Tashem the concept, the reason, some various halachas, the din of Noshim Peturois Mimitzis Eshe Shesman Groma. The reason for this Petur is brought in the Sefer Abudram, in the section which he labels Birkas HaMitzvois Mishpatim. He says the following, and I would like to read the Abudram and say his language. He says the following thing, Vatam Shinifteru Anoshim Mitzvah Shesman Groma. Why women potter? Says Abudram, Lefisha Isha Mishubedis Labaila. A woman's meshubid for her husband, lafers tlechov, to help him in his everyday life. V'im hoysol m'chuyevis b'mitzvahs eseh shesman groma, and if you would mechayev her to do time-bound mitzvahs, that at certain times must be performed, after there's going to come a big problem. Shebishas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Maybe at the time of the time to do the mitzvahs aboire, it will be a time in which yitzavo oiso habao la'asois mitzvosoi. It may be that the husband at that same time requests from his wife a helping hand. V'im taseh mitzvahs aboire, and if she leaves her husband's commandment and does mitzvahs aboire, says Abudraham, oi lo mibaila, she'll have a conflict with her husband. V'im taseh mitzvosoi, and if he does what her husband wants, but Taniach mitzvahs aboire, and she does the mitzvahs eshes as man groma like Abishter wants, so then oila miyotzra, then Hashem will be displeased with her. So says the Abudram, it's impossible to please both Hashem and her husband if she would be obligated on time-bound mitzvahs. Lefikach, says Abudraham, potro haboire b'mitzvoisov. The Abishter said, you know what? Your husband is more important. I'm pattering you from the mitzvahs. Esei shezman groma. Says Abudraham, unbelievable. Kidei liyois lo shalom im baila. In order to facilitate shalom bailis. Shalom bailis. Zot Abudraham lo gedula mizu mitzanu. We find a bigger time that Hashem went ahead and did something for the sake of shalom bailis. Zokta Abudraham Shashem Hagodu Hanichta Bikdusha Bataira. The Akash Baruch whose name Nimcha Alamayim is erased in Parsha Soita Kidei Lahatil Sholoi Bin Ishla Ishtoi in order to facilitate Sholom Bayis. Zokta Abudraham, an unbelievable reason that if a woman would be Chayiv in Esei Zman Groma, it'd be a Shalom Bayis problem, and that's why the Eibishter went ahead and pottered. Now, this Abudraham seems problematic if we ask the following question. Bishlema, a married woman, Vashtetmin dem Abudraham, but a single lady, or an Amona, Loyalenu, Lochoyro, there's no Mishubedis Labaila, why should there be a Mitzvah Esei Zman Groma Petur? According to the logic of the Abudraham. So Lamai saw like this. There's another reason I just want to point out that's brought why women are putter from Mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma. And the reason it is brought in the Sefer HaWeshem, Fachloma, says over there a beautiful thing. He says that the reason there is a patur of Mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma, is he has another question. Why do women make the bracha kasher oyser kuritsoini? They make a bracha that, not loishani ish, but, because you made me like I'm supposed to be made. Says the Leshem, don't think that this is a negative connotation that women are less than men. Chas v'chalila and chas v'sholom. Women, in fact, are in a higher madrega than men. Women are in a madrega in which they do not need as many mitzvahs as men need. Again, mitzvahs could be viewed as something that's needed in order to attain shleimus. A woman does not need as many mitzvahs to attain shleimus. She is already shleim. And therefore, that's why she does not have to perform mitzvahs esrei shezman grama. So this reason the Leshem gives, that could be applicable to single women and almanis. And the Abudram could be applicable to married women. And they both could be reasons why women are popular for mitzvahs esrei shezman grama. Now, a very interesting question that arises in the din of mitzvahs esrei shezman grama is what a type of mitzvah such as Birkas Levana, on Kiddush Levana. Why don't women do Kiddush Levana? And you may ask, well, Kiddush Levana comes one time a month. It comes on a certain time. However, if we look at it, Kiddush Levana is a bit different than all the other mitzvahs, esrei shezman grama. Because Kiddush Levana is not a certain time when to do it. You can't do it another time. The mitzvah is obligatory the whole year. Only one time is it possible to do, at the beginning of the month, because that's the only time when you have the new moon. But really, it's applicable the whole month. So, according to this Svara, women should be chayiv in Kiddush Levana. So, too, by Birkas HaChama, we just had a couple of years ago, we know that the women went ahead and did Birkas HaChama. Why did they do it? Birkas HaChama is only in over a certain amount of years. It's not every day, certainly every minute. So the reason is the same logic, that we should mechayev them in Birkas Levana. We should say that no, that since Birkas HaChama is a bracha that's applicable forever, just that I can't see the chama on that time. That's not an essay, Shazman Grom. An essay, Shazman Grom is when the chiyuv is only a specific time. Not that the opportunity is at a specific time. So logically, there should be no patur in Birkas HaChama and Birkas Levana in Essay Shezman Groma, because the essay is not causing it. The Zman is not causing the Zman Groma. It's just the Mitzias. You only see it at a certain time period. And that's why women do make a bracha on Vrakim and Kairos. They make a bracha on lightning. Why? It only happens once in a while. No, because it's really, the chiv is there the whole time, just that you don't have lightning the whole time. But Louis Tzur, there'd be lightning the whole time, so they'd have the chiv. So if that's true, and our logic is sound, and so can be found in Menachem Zemba, points this out, that women are chayiv in Birkas HaChama because it's not the Man Groma. The famous question is, in Cain, why are they not chayiv in Birkas Levana? Why don't they partake in the blessing of the new moon? And this, many reasons are given. One of the notable reasons could be find the Sholem Eishiv. He says that it's not derech tznius for women to go out at night and to go in a quorum to bless the moon. Because we know that Birkas Levana, you should be in a place, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in which you're directly above the sky. So for women to go out at night in the streets and declare a blessing, this felt in tznius. And therefore, theoretically, it's applicable to women, but since tznius should break it from happening, so therefore we don't do Birkas Levana by women. So too, a famous reason is given also for why there is a Shalom Zohar only by males and not by women. After all, it should be applicable to women, because women, after all, also were in the stomach of the... they also lost the Torah by the Malach. But the reason we don't do it, the Neder Behuda says, is because since women, there's an idea of not to make a party for them, they shouldn't attract attention, there should be tznius. And therefore the halacha is that women also shouldn't have a Shalom Zohar done for them. Now, another interesting issue when it comes to Birkas Mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma, the question arises is that, granted, women don't have to do it. These are two reasons we said. But say women volunteer to do it. Is there a bracha or is there not a bracha? So the Maisa, there's a Machlokes, Bevust, Sedition, the Mechaber, and the Ramah, that could be seen in Simon in Or Chaim, Simon Yudzayin, Sif Beis. The Mechaber's opinion is over there that in Mitzvahs Esrei Shezman Groma, women do not make a bracha. However, the Ramah's opinion is that women do make a bracha. Now, this Machlokes is also two minhagim between, one of the big chilukim between Ashkenaz and between Svard, that according to Svardish custom, women should not be making a bracha. And according to Ashkenazi custom, women should be making a bracha. So, Lamaisa, a question arises sometimes, what's the din if the couple is mixed? Say an Ashkenazi male marries a Sephardish female, or vice versa. a Sfardish male marries an Ashkenazi female. What's the din with the woman? Should she keep the minig Svard or Ashkenaz appropriately, or should she go after her husband's minig? Fascinating din that's brought down in Sefer Tshuvas of Harichas Shloima of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He says, according to Abu Dram, that the whole inyan of mitzvahs esesh as mangroma is to facilitate helping out your baal. So really, all these dinim come and are sourced in the relationship a woman has to her husband. So he says over there that certainly when it comes to making a bracha, a mitzvah's esesh as mangroma, that these dinim should be kivua and nikba aridei the minig of the husband. If Sfardi, the woman shouldn't make it, and if Ashkenazi, that she should make it, because again, the whole logic is like Abu Dhaham, it's because of Shibid Isha Labaila. Now, an interesting question, food for thought, I want to leave the Olam with, is a Gishmaka Yeshiva Shastira in the Rambam with regards to this halacha of making a bracha, when making a bracha on a mitzvah esher says mangrama. The Rambam paskins, when it comes to making a bracha on mitzvah esher says mangrama, the Rambam paskins that women should not make a bracha on mitzvah esher says mangrama, like the Mechaber paskins, which he always paskins like the Ramah. However, the Seif, the Ravid over there argues in the Rambam, and he says women should be making a bracha on mitzvah esher says mangrama. These machlokes can be found in the Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis, Perakim HaLachates. The Ravid writes over there, and he argues in the Rambam. He says, the Rabbeinu Tam and all the Gedolei Ashkenaz all paskin the Noshim Bevachis of Mitzvah Esesh as Mangrama. So what is this Machlokes in Lomdis, Yeshivish Lomdis, between the Mechab and the Ramah, the Ram and the Ravid, if women make a bracha on Mitzvah Esesh as Mangrama, even though they're not Mitzvah? So the Yeshivish Velt is Mughal B'Pumayah to say, from Rav Elchanan Wasserman, that is always a Chakir when a person makes a bracha, is the bracha on the Tzivoy, you're thanking Hashem for giving a commandment to me. Thank you, Hashem, because you mekadesh me with your mitzvah. You gave me a mitzvah. You gave me a mitzvah, tzivoy, to me personally. That's Tzad A. And that would lead us to conclude that women do not have a bracha on a mitzvah's esesh as mangrama. Granted, they could do it. Midin, ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. But for sure, she can't say tzivanu, she can't say you commanded me, there was no commandment to her, and the blessing was on the commandment. However, the Shitas Haramor and the Ravid could learn, no, the bracha is not on the commandment, but rather it's on the tzivoy, rather it's on the kiyum, on the fulfillment of the mitzvah. You're not thanking Hashem for giving me this commandment. That's not what you're thanking Hashem for, that thank you for giving me a commandment, because after all, it's not a big thing to get a commandment. What's important is to do the commandment. And therefore, Zok said to Rav Elchanan that the Shitas HaMechayovim, women in a bracha, a mitzvah is mangrama, so that's the pshat is that you're making a bracha on the Kiyum mitzvah. So the Rambam holds you make it on the Tzivoy, and the Ramah holds you make it on the Kiyum mitzvah. However, the Velt asks on this Rav Elchanan from a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Mira, on Paragimo Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, what's the halacha when you have an androgynous? We know an androgynous is a suffix male, suffix female. Half male, half female, it's a suffix. So we do a mila if he has something to do mila with, an androgynous, or we do not do a mila. So the halacha is, avad you do mila, misafik you do a mila. However, look, the Rambam, ein mivachim al milosoi bipnei shuhu ein oizocha vadei. Look, the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on the androgynous because he's not a zocher vadai. And the rabbit over there is Masik in the Rambam, and he says the afsh androgynous who sofik mekomok and mevachem alav, you make a bracha on the androgynous meshu sofik deiraisa. Va'al sofik deiraisa mevachem. As they zok the rabbit. So we have a machlekes if she make a bracha on a sofik deiraisa lochumo or not. So, said the Velt, if we look logically at what's going on over here, you have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah on an androgynous. And what happens is, for sure you have to do the mila, because the chiyuv is a chiyuv vadai, because we all know sofik daraisa le chumra. So certainly we have to do the mila. Now, if there will be a kiyum mitzvah, if he's actually obligatory, obligated in the mitzvah, this is a suffix, we don't know. Maybe he's chayev, maybe he's not chayev, but certainly we have to perform the mitzvah on the androgynous. The fact that the Rambam says the women, the reason, the Rav Chanan says the women don't make a bracha on mitzvahs, essay shezman grama, is because the bracha is on the tzivoy, it's not on the kiyum. It's not on the tzivoy, not on the kiyum. The fact developed that over here, by androgynous, what do we have? We have a vadai tzivoy and a suffakim, but we have a vadai tzivoy. So the vadai tzivoy, the Rambam logically should conclude over here that you should make a bracha, because women, what do women have? They have a vadai kiyum and no tzivoy. But androgynous has a vadai tzivoy and no kiyum. And the answer is no bracha. Well, it should be a bracha because there's a tzivoy, the vadai tzivoy, and the fact developed. So the Velt wants to answer, the Yeshiva world wants to answer that the Rambam logically holds that the matbea of a bracha is on both. It's also A, it's on the tzivoy, and that's why women don't make a bracha, but B, it's also on the kiyum, and that's why an androgynous doesn't make a bracha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.